Welcome to Live the Life You Love, a podcast focused on healing, spirituality, self-development, and manifestation so that you can live the life that you love. I'm your host, Chloe, and let's get into the episode. For my first episode, I wanted to make everything surrounding manifestation or law of attraction, anything got to do with spirituality or the universe, and also self-development and healing, I wanted to bring everything that I learned and really just kind of give a beginner's guide to it and kind of give myself what I wish I had when I started this journey about 3 years ago. Because I've read a lot of books and there's a lot of information out there on the internet, but it's quite saturated, and some of the stuff are just, I see a lot of people doing things that, like, not that they shouldn't be doing, because nobody shouldn't be doing, but, you know, it's just stuff that people are focusing all of their energy on when they could be doing something much simpler, which is much more effective. Anyways, enough babbling, let's get into this. So, what is manifestation? In technical terms, I would say that it's the process of consciously creating, co-creating the life that you want, or the relationship that you want, or the job that you want. So yeah, just consciously co-creating. And those are two quite big words. So what I mean by consciously is that manifestation or law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, is constantly at work, regardless if we are aware of it or not. You are manifesting things and circumstances and people into your life regardless if you are conscious of it. So if you are conscious that this process is going on, whether you like it or not, you can kind of use that knowledge to your advantage and really work with it to create a situation or a relationship or a life that you really want. And when I say co-creating, you might be like, okay, who is this person or power that I'm co-creating with? And I would say it is the power or the entity that we call God, we call Source, we call Spirit, we call it the universe. Whatever name you have for it, it's just that universal power. It's present and it's the center of all these different type of religions and spiritual practices, etc. So that's really what we are co-creating with. And just a side note, if you are really religious, and in some religions you might feel like this is going against what the principles of your religion are, not at all, because this process is going on anyways, you know, and obviously God or universe only wants the best for us, and they're taking part in it as well, you know. This source, this power, it's centered around this power. Without this, you know, God or universe, we wouldn't have this, you know. They are the creator, so we are co-creating with them. So I'm just gonna go through a couple of questions that I have, or that I would have had if I was starting out, just to kind of explain things better. So what is manifestation not? So I love this. Manifestation is not sitting on your couch saying the affirmations, you know, I have a million in my bank. I have a million in my bank. I have a million in my bank. And then looking at your bank account and all of a sudden, somehow, 1 million euros or dollars fell into your bank. That is not how manifestation works at all. And I feel like there's a misconception in the community that that's kind of what can happen. But generally speaking, no, manifestation is a process and it requires effort. It requires almost a source or a principle of discipline. So basically, getting into manifestation, me personally, I came across a lot of information that kind of just said your thoughts create your reality, which is true to a certain degree. So if you're constantly thinking negative things, you know, when you just have this negative view of life, then the universe or God or whatever is going to mirror that back to you. it's gonna, you know, your inner reality is, your outer reality is a reflection of your inner reality, sorry. And so if you're constantly thinking negative things and you're on that vibration, so all of our feelings have a vibration or a frequency, and there's a scale that you can look up. Actually, let me get the name of it. Okay, so if you look up either consciousness scale or emotional frequency scale, it'll show you this scale, and at the bottom it will have shame, guilt, apathy, grief, and they're all very low vibrational emotions and frequencies. And if you are operating on that level, then that is the kind of reality that you would be experiencing. But if you go up a few notches on the scale and you're into pride, courage, or neutrality, that's really what your reality would look like. It'll be just neutral, it'll just be not great. You're not going to be feeling fulfilled, but it's not going to be full of shame and guilt and disappointment. But if you go up even a few more notches and you're in acceptance, reason, love, and joy, that is going to be what is shown to you. And the funny thing is, if you change your perception, which sounds a lot easier than it is, but if you work on your perception, you change it, even though your reality at the time mightn't change, because there is a buffer period, which I'll talk about more later. If your reality at the time is still the same as it was when you were feeling shame and guilt, but you were operating from a place of love, even though your reality mightn't change, you will see and you will find more things to love in your reality or in your life currently that you mightn't have been able to see before because you were at such a low vibration. So just keep that in mind in manifesting, because your vibration is a huge, huge aspect of manifestation. So your thoughts can create your reality. It's just, it's not that if you believe that you have a million in the bank, you can't just sit around and wait for it. There's other laws at play with the universe, and I will probably do an episode on the laws of the universe. There's 12 of them, but you have the likes of law of action. So if you want something, you have to show the universe that you're ready for it and you're willing to do whatever it takes, or you're willing to work towards it. Because if you do that, so basically all of this is a communication line with the universe. Your thoughts are, your actions are, your words are. These are all very important aspects of manifestation, because essentially what manifestation is, it's just communicating to the universe what you want. And sometimes when you're in a low vibrational frequency, you don't want to be depressed or sad, but or have a reality that's making you depressed or sad. But sometimes when you are just in that vibration, the universe can't speak. It's not like it's in your mind, it knows what's in your mind or whatever. It does. Oh, how do I say this? It's like what you constantly focus on is what the universe responds to. What you say is what the universe responds to. What you do, the universe responds to. Do you know that kind of way? So damn, that was a tangent. Okay. So how does it work? How does manifestation work? How can you make it work for you? I feel like one thing I want to say is that manifestation is not a ritual that you do every Friday night and write, the 369 method or the 5x55 method. If you know what those are, it's basically writing out the things that you want on a piece of paper 55 times or whatever. Although that can work, because that can really get into your subconscious mind and really drive home that reality that you want, it's not necessarily, like, manifestation is a lifestyle, you know. And if I was to go back and do it all again, I would just start with the little things. I would work on what my mindset is around it, you know. There's a lot of things at play again. So you have your thoughts, but one thing about your thoughts is you have subconscious beliefs, and the primary beliefs that you had are developed between ages zero and seven. So from when you were a baby up until you're 7 years old, that is the majority. 555. I just seen 555 on my screen. But oh my god, an 11-11. Wow. Okay. But those are the majority of the beliefs that we hold, and they have the most impact on us. So if you grew up in an environment where money was scarce and money was hard to come by, it's going to be harder for you, possibly, to acquire lots of money, let's just say, because you grew up believing that it was scarce and that there wasn't abundance of it. And it's the same with everything, you know, it puts you into a belief, like if you grew up in a hostile environment where, you know, maybe your mother figure, your father figure wasn't very kind to you and wasn't very loving to you, that can show up in your relationships where you don't believe men or women can love you, etc. So I would 100% work on my beliefs. You know, also like when you're younger, like if you think about like losing weight, that was one thing for me. I thought that I just couldn't lose weight. And I don't know why. I thought it was impossible, like, to lose weight. I just thought it was just not something that could ever happen to me. And then you just kind of do the work and you're like, wait, but like, why can't I lose weight? That makes so much sense, you know? So I would really start there. Start in your beliefs, okay? So if you want to create a loving relationship, right? And let's say your relationships previously just have not been great. They just have not been great. You don't understand it. Look into your beliefs. Look into the patterns of your relationship. See why. There's a lot of inner work in manifestation. And that's probably, I do love manifestation. And that's probably why. Because you learn so much about yourself in the process. Don't mind my little kitty cat. She wants some attention. But there's a lot of inner work. And it's just, people don't realize that. People think you can write it down on the paper and it just works, but it's a lot of it's a connection to yourself and therefore a connection to the universe, because we are all just expressions of the creator. And so that's why we can be so connected to the creator, and that's why we can co-create the lives that we want. Okay, I think that was a tangent. Okay, so I'm going to start over there again. But if I was starting from manifestation, if I did not know anything about manifestation, I would start on my beliefs surrounding money, relationships, myself. So what do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that you're ugly? Do you believe that you're going to fail at anything that you do? Really get to the core of those beliefs, because even though it's hard, and I'm not trying to say it as if it's easy, but you'll find out a lot about why you do certain things, and also why you always seem to fail, you know, because your subconscious mind will always look for evidence of what you believe in, you know. So if you believe that money is scarce, it's not going to look for the evidence that money isn't scarce. It's going to look for the evidence to back up the belief of money is scarce. So it's going to see, you know, you're going to see more things about people losing their homes or people losing their jobs and all this like low negative kind of frequency vibe thing situation surrounding money. Same with relationships. So I would definitely go into my beliefs. I would find out about me. I would find out about what success looks like to me. That was a big thing, because I thought success to me looked like going to college and getting a college job or a college degree and then graduating with a job in, I think it was pharmaceutical science or something like that. And I thought that was the path for me. And if I went down that path, I would be so successful. And then all of a sudden I realized one day I was literally studying my ass off, which looking back is so funny, because for the rest of my school year after that, I just did not care about what I did. But one day I woke up and I was like, I do not want to go to college. And it was just so weird, because up until that point in my life, I had always wanted to go to college. I'd always wanted to do something in pharmaceutical science. But that's because that's what I was taught of success. I was taught as a young child, because my mother and my father never went to college, and I was taught specifically by my father, if you go to college, you will be successful. Don't not go to college and, you know, have to have your own business like me. It's just not worth it, blah, 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 blah. So that's what I thought. And then one morning I was like, no, it's just simply not for me. And so, and now I'm here, you know, and I think if I could do it all again, I'd do it the same way, you know. But you have to understand what success looks like for you. And it's hard. So if you, like, especially when you're at a young age, like I'm only 20. So I'm not trying to put that pressure, though, on myself to, you know, what does success look like for me in 20 years? I'm just trying to look at what success looks like for me in 1 year. You know, where do I want to be in 1 year? And do I want to have a relationship? And if I do have a relationship, what does that relationship look like? What friends do I have? You know, what's in my bank account? And what job do I have? What do I do? What's my purpose? Or do I even have a purpose? Do I need a purpose? You know, things like that. Just kind of really question and ask yourself. And in this process, you're going to find out so much about yourself that you never even realized that you could find out. It's an amazing process. But I would also find out what my success looks like. So belief success. And I would also a huge emphasis on gratitude. Gratitude is like a catalyst for, you know, raising your vibration, for bringing beautiful things into your life, and for also just almost being in the moment. So I neglected gratitude for in my manifestation kind of practice for such a long time. And then once I started, I just couldn't stop. I was just like, wow, like, why didn't I do this before? And gratitude can just be like, you know, every night I say a prayer to whoever, angels, spirits, God, my ancestors, like any loved ones who passed. I just say, my prayer is simply, I go through the day and I say all the things I'm grateful for. So my nice walk, I got up and I had a really nice cup of tea, I had really good food, I had warm clothes, things like that. Or you can start a journal or a practice that each morning you're going to write 5 things that you're grateful for, you know. And it'll start off with the big things like, you know, your laptop, your phone, your house, your bed. And then it'll go to the smaller things like, I'm grateful for like cloths and dishwasher detergent. Stuff like that, because everything you're great, you should be, there's gratitude in everything, and you should feel the gratitude for everything in this life. And it honestly, it's like a fast track to raising your vibration and just excelling your manifestations, like just absolutely like super speeding them, because you're on that vibration of gratitude. And so the universe is going to communicate back to you more things to be grateful for. And it's a really nice kind of circle there. And also, it just, you will, if you have, I have a journal, I publish a journal, and in one of the night prompts, it's what are 5 things you were grateful for that happened today. And because I know every night I have that journal prompt, I go through the day actively seeking things to be grateful for. And that just, it just honestly puts my day on such a good kind of vibe of, okay, I'm actively going out and into the world today looking for things to be grateful for. I'm actively just going out there and seeing the world in a lighter lens, in a loving lens. So yeah, and okay, why does manifestation not work for some people? Sorry, these are just the questions that I have. I think the main reason why manifestation doesn't work for some people, well, conscious manifestation, I'm going to call it, is because some people think it is surface level. You know, the kind of things I was saying earlier about the 555 method, you know, doing it on a Friday night, all these rituals. And by the way, I have a manifestation ritual, you know, I love anything astrology as well. So when the new moon comes, I manifest things into my life. When the full moon is out, I manifest things out of my life, release things, stuff like that. So I do love a good ritual, okay? I'm also a Virgo, so I love my rituals. But to think that manifestation is a ritual is a crucial mistake that you can make, because it's not. It is a lifestyle. It's a mindset. It's also a way of being, because you're very aware of the processes and the thoughts and the actions and the words that you say to make the life that you want. So you're very aware of the things that you don't want to be saying. Like, one thing for me is I can't, every time I say I can't afford something, I correct myself and I say, no, it's just not aligned with what I want to be spending my money on right now, or something like that. Because you're changing the language, you're changing the meaning. It means that, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't have the money, it just means that you don't want to spend the money on it right now, you know? I also think that people think it's just law of attraction. So there are 12, I'm gonna just get, so I have them written out here, but there's 12 laws of the universe. So you have the law of energy or vibration, whatever you want to call it. And that means that you have to be at the frequency of the thing that you're manifesting in order to manifest it, you know? So if you want a loving relationship, you have to be on that frequency. And you also have to have a loving relationship with yourself in order to attract that in, you know? Do you know that saying, like, how can you love someone if you don't love yourself? It's very, very true. You also have the law of action. So each action you do will obviously provide a different result. But if you do an action with the intention of going towards your dreams, that is setting out a vibration and a message to the universe. Like, hey, look at me. I'm working towards my dreams. And then they're going to give you, the universe is either going to give you more little steps and actions to do in order to attain that goal. Or it's going to help you. It's going to recognize that you're working towards your goal and you are actually ready to receive the goal or the dream that you have into your life. The law of correspondence, that basically means that we're in control of our life and our outer world reflects our inner world. I talked about that earlier. The law of cause and effect, so every action has a reaction. Kind of basic. But all of these laws have a part to play in the manifestation process. It's not just think about it and you'll receive it, okay? Okay. What mistakes not to make when it comes to manifestation? I think I talked about this, but basically just don't think that it's a ritual. And also, do not get down about it not coming into the timeline, right? So I was listening to a podcast by Manifestation Babe, and she talks about this, and it was so good. Basically, she said, you know, you set a time for it. Some people work, you have to understand also how you work, but I feel like that is more when you get used to manifestation, you can learn about it. But some people work really well under pressure and with deadlines. So if you think that you are a person that works so great with deadlines and stuff, you might benefit from setting a deadline. Like, okay, I am going to get, I don't know, like 20,000 followers by March 30th, okay? And that might accelerate your manifestation for you and might inspire you to, you know, take more action, and you might receive messages or whatever or signs to do these certain types of things in order to reach that goal. That's great. But a lot of people don't work like that. And so if March 30th comes around and you've only got 12,000 followers, you're probably going to be sad, you're going to be angry, you're going to, well, you mightn't, but the mistake to make would be to lower your vibration because the goal or manifestation hasn't come into fruition to your life yet. So there is a buffer time between what you're manifesting, the actions you're taking, and the actual manifestation coming into your life. There is always going to be divine timing involved in your life, in how your life pans out and how your goals come into your life. So if it hasn't happened, do not get down and sad about it. I know it's hard, but just really sit with yourself and just be like, okay, this happened for a reason. That is one thing also you should get, if there's any mantra you should ever say, it's everything happens for a reason, everything is working out for me. But anyways, so just don't get down out about the buffer time, because it happens, and once you get better at your manifestation practice, think of it as like a muscle, you know, once you work out that muscle more, it becomes stronger, it becomes easier to lift the weight. So once you work out your manifestation muscle, let's just call it more, it'll become easier for you to do it. But at the start, you know, like I said before, your subconscious brain is not gonna believe in manifestation, so you have to manifest small things, maybe like a free cup of coffee or something, just to reiterate back to the subconscious mind that, look, here's proof of my new belief that manifestation works and I'm good at it. Whew. I feel like I've been going on a tangent. Okay, my last question I have here is, where can you learn more about manifestation? So I have a couple books. I love Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein. If you are into, also want to get into like the spiritual side of just life or manifesting, that is an amazing book. Also, I love, so everybody has heard about The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, but she also has a book called The Power, and that is a great book. I think it's kind of like The Secret, but it puts more emphasis on the vibration of love. And also podcasts are going to be your best friend. I personally love Manifestation Babe and Catherine Zinkina, and also I love Ella Ringrose. Her podcast at the start I think was centered around manifestation. I think now it's more about spirituality, which is still it's still an amazing podcast. But anywhere else, just read any books you can. I have more books, but they're just not here with me right now. I don't know where they are. Oh, Think and Grow Rich, it's all about mindset. It is a hard read though, but it's a pretty good book. If I have any other books, I will link them below. I will link all the books that I've said below and the podcast. And also guys, I also have an amazing 3-month manifestation journal out. Called Create the Life You Love, which I love, ties in with the podcast name. And it basically kind of goes through everything that I've said in writing, and also gives you kind of monthly exercises as well as weekly exercises for manifestation. It has like self-care pages and daily, morning and nightly prompts. So if you guys want to check that out, it's on Amazon. I'll link it down below. But I think that is all for today. So thank you so much for joining me here, guys.